Hello everyone and welcome to Cooking with Positivity. I am your host, Zykia McCoy. And here at Cooking with Positivity, we like to focus on positivity leading to success, whether that be in your business, in your love life, or in your everyday decision making. It is March. Take advantage of the observances and the holidays that we have coming up. We'll be right back. Hey, you. Yeah, you. You listening to this podcast right now. Listening to this episode right now. Be sure to share it with your family and friends. Be sure to show your support for Cooking with Positivity by not only playing our games, but joining in on our discussion and answering our music trivia. Participating in things we have going on. Help us spread this positive movement. Yeah, you. You who are listening to this podcast right now, be sure to go support Cooking with Positivity by subscribing, sharing, and participating.
Hey family, do you participate in self-care from head to toe? Mary Kay is your one-stop shop. From our amazing Time-Wise skincare sets, satin body lotions and whipped creams, body washes, and colorful palettes, just to name a few. We got you covered. Mary Kay is also a great opportunity if you want to supplement your income or even take it a step further and fire your boss. To be a part of a winning team, let's connect. Comment Mary Kay on our Facebook page, Cooking with Positivity, for listeners and guest connection. Peace.
Hey you guys, you know Talkadish. We are back in full effect with Talkadish, as you heard. But we are not going live on Facebook anymore. So I guess you guys are wondering, how can you engage with us rather than comment on the video after it comes out? You can be a part of the video. You can be a part of Talking Ish. All you have to do is subscribe right here on Cooking with Positivity for $1.99, and you can talk ish with us. You can come on and possibly be joined into the episode. You can definitely comment with us throughout the episode. But we'll get your voice and your opinion and your thoughts. But you have to subscribe. Again, it's $1.99. So make sure you guys hit that subscribe button for not only an opportunity to be on Talking Ish, but so much more content, so much more fun, so much more Cooking with Positivity, unfiltered. So make sure you hit that subscribe button.
What's going on, family? I pray that you're enjoying your summer. Hit us up and tell us what's your favorite Throwback Thursday jam. You can leave us a message on our email at cookingwithpositivity@gmail.com or any of our social media platforms. Who knows? We may have you on as a guest to talk about it. Until next time, family. Peace.
Do you want to become a CWP VIP? I know you're like, what does that mean? That means promote your products, your books, your business right here on Cooking with Positivity. For only $100, you can do that for an entire month. And what you get is a visual to share on your social media, along with a post every day on our social media of your run. And you get your interview. And you get new people with eyes on your product or business. Who can beat that? Contact us today to become a CWP VIP.
We are joined by our new family member, entrepreneur, author, anthropologist, Delphine McCullen. Delphine, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So I started at 30 and kind of be IT. I had that kind of really, my mom was a nurse. And for all reasons, I just kind of gravitated towards the dead people. I was always, when I was younger, trying to sneak out when she was at work trying to find the morgue.
Oh, wow.
I can always remember her having some of the nurses at the nurse stations. I was telling her, like, don't let her find the elevator for the morgue. Like, she's going to go look for the people, for all the dead bodies. And so I stumbled on and just kind of, when I was younger, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, found anthropology and just studied bones and just thought it was really interesting to see how crimes and things happen and how they affect on the body and like the way like knife wounds and things leave marks actually on bones. So I kind of got into studying that, and then life happened. A few years after I was graduating, I was actually getting ready to plan to go to grad school and finish my anthropology degree and everything. And then my mom passed away unexpectedly, and I ended up keeping my nieces and nephews for a few years, and into a position at the NASCAR Hall of Fame here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And a coworker of mine convinced me to write a book. And after probably 2 years of him constantly telling me that you should write a book. And after lasting involved for quite a while, and an idea kind of popped in my head, and Dark Obsessions was born, and that's kind of my new passion, and I love to write, and planning to do a couple more books and see how things turn out.
All right, now we have a lot to get into. So, the study of bones. You got on that journey from wanting to be in the morgue as a young child. Okay, can we dissect this? No pun intended. Okay.
I don't know exactly what it was, but it was just, like I said, you know, my mom was a nurse, and so I started kind of looking into the healthcare field and just kind of delving into the human body as a whole, and just how we kind of move, how it works, it functions, and everything. And I stumbled on into a case that I was reading some stuff when I was there, because I was always into research. I was always at the library and just kind of, if I wanted to know something, I just go figure out how to find the answer for it. And so I was reading this article about this case where they were using the human body and, you know, the effects of it to catch murder. And I just thought it was very interesting. And the more the world turned and crime scene investigation and all of that kind of got into play, I really got into it more heavily and ended up going to school at the University of Tennessee, where I studied anthropology and actually processed human remains for a couple semesters at the University of Tennessee.
Wow. I've only ever seen this on TV, so this is fascinating. I'm sorry. Now, for those listening that may want to get into anthropology and they're not sure, you know, how to go about it, or, you know, what it entails, or if it's a good fit for them, can you speak to those people?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing with it is, I mean, you gotta have a strong stomach. That is the first and most important thing. You can see some pretty gruesome things when you're dealing with it. A lot of with anthropology, it's because you don't have the flesh to work with like in normal cases. A lot of it is getting into recreation and figuring out what happened, and sometimes like what we used to do, it's kind of getting more computerized now, but you would literally take donated bodies and recreate the same what happened and kind of follow it from that kind of figuring out what stage of decomp the body was in and where the person got murdered at, what happened, how long did it take. And so it can be pretty gruesome when you are dealing with it till you get to the actual bone part of it and getting everything cleaned up. So cannabis on stomach is a key. And there's really, it's a lot of study and a lot of going in, and you have to know every facet of the bone. So definitely studying all of anthropology from a standpoint would definitely help out, because I did general anthropology first, and you learn it from cultural standpoint, just from the human aspect of everything, how the body develops, moves, and changes, and then getting it into that forensic side of.
Wow. I'm a little gobsmacked, because like I said, I've only seen, the things you're describing on TV shows and things that I watch.
Yes.
So to actually hear a regular person who has done this is fascinating. Now, you said you have to have a strong stomach. I would imagine the smells, just watching it on TV, it looks... Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily go in that field, but,
it's kind of to me anyway, it's kind of like a strangely sweet smell, so it smells different to everybody, but yeah, to me, I equate it to with this oddly sweetness to it.
Wow.
But it's not pretty.
Wow. Now, I'm quite sure, your experience lends to your writing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, somewhat. So the part of reason, kind of why I got into writing and writing conversation is, and again, kind of this way of growing up, I was probably fascinated about the first movie that I ever watched was Bram Stoker's Dracula. And
oh, wow.
Literally fell in love with Gary Oldman. And then I remember watching Lost Boys, and again, fell in love with the vampires, and just they were just the coolest things. Growing up, I'm not gonna say I grew up in like a strongly crazy religious home, but I grew up in a religious family, in a religious home, so you hear that, these things are evil and demonic. So that kind of gave me a conflict, and I was like, so what does that make me? Like, Halloween's my sacred holiday.
Right.
This fascination with vampires and things that are supposed to be evil and demonic, so am I evil and demonic? So I kind of had this weird conflict growing up, and just because I always said I operated on the different end of the spectrum, and, gravitating to anthropology and working with dead people. But, my mom was like, you're not weird, you're just different, you just like what you like. And I grew up, thinking that was wrong and it didn't like that. But when I started to write my book, Dark Confessions, I wanted to do it, with this vampire novel. I'm like, but why do they have to be evil? I'm like, that's always the narrative. I'm like, that's what everybody says, but why can't the story be different? And that's kind of the approach that I took with it, is I wanted to make it a different story, so it has a lot of the same hallmarks of your typical paranormal romances, but they're just not intended to be these evil, demonic creatures. I kind of looked at them the way I felt like society looks at people that are different, whether it's African-American men, whether it's members of the LGBT community. We see them from these things, these ideas, or these goals that we think that they're supposed to fit in.
Right.
It's the whole idea of to be a gay male, you're this overly flamboyant male, you want to be female, there's not no men that are just gay, that don't dress like girls, session. Like, the evil and the violence that the vampires in my book do is not necessarily who they are. It's just the label that they decided to wear because it was given to them. And if you tell somebody long enough that this is what you are, most of the time they kind of, that's what I'll be. So that's kind of where the story goes in it. And so the vampire in the book, it's his name is Cairo. He does his evil. He likes to play his a cat and mouse game with his victims. He kind of likes to torture them and have his fun with them. And he intends to do that when he meets Skylar, the female victim, I mean the female character in the book. But when he meets her, he has this instant connection with her because he wants to fall in love with her and be with her, but he also wants to make her his little mouse. So he has this toy inside of him of, does he show her his dark side or does he try to be something different for her?
Wow. And what's the name of the book again?
It's called Dark Obsessions.
Dark Obsessions.
Yeah. So Skylar's movie based off me, so she's an anthropologist, so she works at the morgue and she's in her dead body, loves to be at the morgue at night. And then she's very curious about this paranormal world that she reads about, and it's just, you know, always this big fantasy. The world that she creates for herself is when she's by herself, she goes, she grabs her book, she kind of creates her own little bubble of the perfect ideal life for her or whatever, and it's this very fantastical world, but to find out that it's actually real.
Sounds very intriguing. Now, where can we get this book?
It is available through my publisher, Darn Publishing, on their website and also Amazon.
Awesome. Now, if you would allow us to read your book for our book club, I would love to bring you back, you know, to dive in and discuss it for our
Definitely.
Book club.
Yes, I would love that.
Now, we're going to go on a lighter side. We are called Cooking with Positivity, and one thing we do talk about is food. Now, do you
mm-hmm.
cook at all?
I do.
Oh.
I actually love to bake.
Oh, you love to bake. Okay.
Yeah.
That's another level of patience that I don't necessarily have all the time. I love to cook. Oh, now, what's your favorite thing to cook or bake?
I like to do cakes. I actually make every Christmas my grandmother's red velvet cake. So I make the family cake.
Oh, okay. Let's go. I'm delving into the baking of it all because my kids love to bake.
Goodness.
Now, we play a game called Name That Recipe.
Okay.
And it's very simple. I give you a list of ingredients. You tell me what that recipe is based on that list.
Okay.
All right. Heavy cream, whole milk, sugar, salt, vanilla extract, vanilla bean.
Cream base.
It is. I will say you halfway there.
So whatever my initial thought was, you say cream, what if you be like cream tea and cheesecake?
I'm not cheesecake. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It comes in many flavors. Normally enjoyed in the summertime.
Ice cream?
Yes.
I don't know. I heard cream, and But I guess I got cheesecake on the brain.
Yep.
And I couldn't get past
that.
Nothing that she said has cheesecake, but my brain just got
stuck
on cheesecake.
That's one of my favorite desserts to make and eat. So I understand.
Never made cheesecake, but yes, I do love it. Did not always think that I liked cheesecake. Had to try it to realize that I liked it.
That's most people with cheesecake. I definitely understand.
Yeah, well, I had a whole idea when I heard cheesecake, I'm thinking like cake and cheese. And I'm like, that's gross.
Oh, no.
And I was actually in college and I had a tray of desserts. And I'm just eating what I'm thinking is regular pie. I'm like, some good pie. And my roommate comes in and she's like, I thought she didn't like cheesecake. I'm like, I know. Like, why are you eating it?
Oh,
like,
man. That is hilarious. Because that's how most people try things that they think they don't like. Most of the time, I find out what I don't like by accident.
Yeah,
not now in my very grown age, but, you know, when I was younger.
Yeah, I was always quick to, I don't like this before I tried anything.
Oh, man. Now, do you have a favorite song, you know, that puts you in a good mood and a good spirit?
I like music. I don't know how, it's hard for me to pick a favorite song, but I just like good music. It's gonna probably be weird to a lot of your listeners, but I think that I tend to listen to when I to put me in a good mood. Ironically, I've always gone to Bone Thugs-N Harmony.
Oh wow! Okay, no. You like a little Bone Thugs over here? Listen.
That's the thing. It's like if I'm in a bad mood, in a funk, I usually go and listen to Bone, and I feel better.
Oh wow, that's cool. I think you're the first guest that has ever said that.
I'm not surprised.
Well, obviously, you know, we have other guests that say, you know, that's like their favorite Throwback Thursday song is like Crossroads or something.
Yeah.
But they've never said, you know, I listen to Bone Thugs, that's with me, but
yeah.
Whatever drives you, whatever gets you in that mood, that's what I like.
It works.
Now, I want to play a new game with you called Word for Word.
Okay.
This game is also very simple. I give you a word, you tell me the first thought that pops in your mind.
Okay.
Based on that word. Angle.
Geometry.
Oh, okay. world.
Globe.
Okay. And positivity.
Sunshine.
Awesome. This has been great, Delphine. Please tell everybody where they can contact you, where they can find the book again.
I am on social media. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Delphine McClellan. All of my social media handles. I'm on my website, www.delphinemcclellan.com. My Facebook for my book is also Dr. Sessions, and again, the book can be found at Amazon or at Dorrance Publishers in the bookstore.
And make sure you guys go check her out, and make sure you grab the book, because we will be reading it next month for the book club. And we'll be right back.
Game night is back in a major way. Have you ever wanted to be a part of the CWP game night, but you don't live in Virginia? Well, I have some good news. CWP presents Game Night, the game show. And you can be a contestant on this game show no matter where you are in the world. We're going to play our fun staple games here from Cooking with Positivity, from Name That Recipe to Where in the Food to our Song Association game and so much more. So make sure you contact us and let us know you want to be a contestant on the CWP Game Night Game Show. It's going to be so much fun. Come play with us.
Promos, promos, promos here at Cooking with Positivity. Author promos. You provide the book for us to read for our book club. We interview you and create a promo for your book. Business promos. Original created promo accompanied with video that will run on 3 episodes and shared on all social media platforms and podcast stations. Artist promo. Original creative social media video, promo for podcast, interview, highlight on Friday night, shine, and Freestyle Friday.
It's the CWP Writers Society. That is right. I'm calling all my poets, all my artists, all my writers. If you have a piece of work that you would like to share with the CWP family, hit us up right here. And we will play your writing work, whether it be lyrics to a song, whether it be a poem, whether it be a scene or monologue. You want to show you got acting skills and script skills, hit us up right here. And we will air it out. And I'm going to kick us.
Are you an artist looking for promotion? Say you have a new single, new album, or you're promoting your tour. Come promote with us here at Cooking with Positivity. We would love to help you shine. You send us your track and we'll do the rest. Are you thinking about buying a promotion, but $100 is just too much? Then our PRP package is perfect for you. With promotion for half of the month, you can get the same great promotional options as our VIP package for just $50. That's right, $50. And you'll get a social media post to accompany your run, as well as a run right here on Cooking with Positivity and a post on all of our social media platforms for half the month, and of course your interview. So buy your PRP package today.
Welcome back, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Be sure to share, support our new family member, Delphine. Go get the book and follow along with our book club. And be sure to tune in to our next episode. And until then, I hope everybody has a great and positive rest of their day and a great and positive rest of your week.